VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. The Pentagon said on Thursday that there are a lot more U.S. troops in Syria than previously disclosed, and they've been there a while. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The U.S. had been saying there was no change to force numbers in Syria amid the Assad regime's fall, insisting 900 troops were there. Now,
there are approximately 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria.
Major General Pat Ryder says it's a temporary boost to help U.S. operations against the Islamic State group. How long have they been there?
It would probably be fair to say at a minimum months.
The revelation comes weeks before Donald Trump's return here to the White House. He tried to withdraw U.S. forces from Syria during his first term and says he does not back more getting involved there. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Italy next month to meet with Pope Francis and top Italian officials for what is expected to be the final international trip of his presidency. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Thursday that Biden will meet with the Pope, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, and President Sergio Mattarella during the January 9th to 12th trip. Biden is a practicing Roman Catholic and last met privately with Francis earlier this year while in Italy for the Group of Seven Leaders meeting. He also met with Francis at the Vatican in 2021 when they had a wide-ranging conversation about climate change, poverty, and the coronavirus pandemic. Overseas visits this late in a U.S. presidency aren't typical. The last president to travel overseas in the final month of his presidency was fellow one-termer George H.W. Bush, who traveled in early January 1993. This is